Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, you can expect delays in Parktown due to an accident on the M1 North before the Oxford Road exit. Traffic very slow on the way to the scene. And in Midrand, the traffic moving quite slowly on the N1 North between the Buccleuch Interchange and Olifantsfontein Road.
We begin in South Africa. The Special Tribunal has declared lease and refurbishment contracts worth over 600 million rand of the AngloGold Ashanti Hospital in Carletonville as unlawful, unconstitutional and invalid. The Special Investigating Unit applied to the Special Tribunal to set aside these contracts and recover the state's losses. Moving abroad, we move to the Middle East. Hamas handed over the remains of four hostages to Israel today. Four black coffins were displayed to the public with photos of the deceased, a woman and her two children, as well as an older man. So the UN rights group denounced the way in which this was done because, and I quote, "We urge that all returns are conducted in privacy and with respect and care." The UN argues that the dead are being paraded and called the process abhorrent and cruel. It caused outrage in Israel, and Germany also condemned the process. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment from Dubai this time around. It's India playing against Bangladesh. Well, the Bangladeshis were bowled out for 228 with two balls remaining in their 50 overs. It looks like India are cantering along at 103 for the loss of just that one wicket after 20.4 overs. That means they need another 126 runs from 29 overs. And the men at the crease at the moment, Shubman Gill and Virat Kohli, on 43 and 17 runs respectively. Afghan captain Hamshalta Shahidi maintains that his side are focused on the Champions Trophy match against the Proteas and not calls for the boycott because of the Taliban's treatment of the women in their country. Afghanistan are preparing for the opening Group B match against South Africa tomorrow, with the skipper saying that the off-the-field noise has not dampened the mood in the camp. In rugby news, hooker Dan Sheehan will captain Ireland as they take on Wales in the Six Nations on Saturday, with regular captain Caelan Doris out of action. Doris, Ronan Kelleher and Tadhg Furlong are all injured and unavailable. Furlong hasn't played in this year's tournament, having missed out on the November test as well. And the Blitzbox will be hoping to be firing on all cylinders at the Vancouver Sevens this weekend. North America has always been a happy hunting ground for the South Africans, who find themselves in a group with New Zealand, Ireland and Australia. And a Spanish court has convicted former football chief Luis Rubiales of sexual assault over the forced kiss that he gave star forward Jenny Hermoso. And it also fined him 10,800 euros. The court did, however, acquit him and three others of coercion. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love it.
Robin Ross, Jack Rand FM.
Game start.
It's whatever, it's whatever.